ends this year should be a special schus li nishmas Elisha Chanina ben Rav Aharon Avraham. In the first Mishnah in Maseches Kelim, it enumerates various avos hatumah, and one of them is v'shichvas zera. The Rambam writes in his Perush al Mishnah Mefurish b'Torah shekol elu mitamin esanogeh behem Amar b'sheretz kol anogeh behem b'mosim yitma ad ha'arev. So it's mefurish in the Torah that these are all metame, somebody who touches them, and it says by a sheretz that if you touch them, then a person's tame ada erev. When they're kolan ogeb and b'mosam, if you touch them when they're dead, yitma ada erev is tame until night. And it says by shichvas zera, v'isha she yishkav ish osa shichvas zera. So if a man has relations with a woman, so then they wash, and they're tameh until the night. So that's the Rambam. And the Sefer Meinaf Toach, he asks on the Rambam that apparently his words are difficult, because Bishum Makom, we don't find anywhere that this pasuk is a makor for Tumas Maga of Shichvas Zera. The Gemara Nida Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, we learn from this pasuk that Mishamesh is somebody who has Bia, she's Tumeya. Even though the Shichva Zera didn't go outside, but just the Bia itself is Metame. And it's Mefurish in the Gemara there that this is a new type of Tuma, and it's not because she touched Shichva Zera. And we also see this from the fact that Tumas Mishameshes is only if she's 3 years and up. So it's not mitzad negiyah b'shichva zera, because it was mishum negiyah, then it would even be a basi yom echad, but it's dafka because it's called a maisa biya, not because of negiyah b'shichva zera. Sorry, it's the Ram himself, perkei mechos avos hatumah lachates. And besides the fact that the Rambam brings the pasuk of mishameshes, the gabe nogeya, it's difficult because the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amid Beis learns Nogea B'Shichva Zera from the Pasuk O Ish L'Rabbos Nogea B'Shichva Zera, like the Rash writes over here. So it's not learned from this Pasuk of Ish Asher Yishkav Ish Osa Shichva Zera. That's a Pasuk talking about Bia, not about Negiah. So this Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos is Shver. The Rash Sof Divar Maslev HaShichva Zera writes, Umidelo Chashiv Kan Baal Keri Bahadei Avos HaTumas, from the fact that Baal Keri isn't enumerated amongst the Avos HaTumas, Hayinir Adeinu El Rishon Baalma. It would seem that a Baal Keri is only a Rishon LaTuma, because a Baal Keri is not enumerated among Avos HaTumas. He's only a Rishon. V'chein Mashim Midna Besoch Zavim Baal Keri Kemaga Sheretz. It's also Mashim for it. It says at the end of Masech HaZavim that a Baal Keri is like Maga Sheretz, someone touches a Sheretz. So then he's a Rishon, so to Baal Keri, apparently he's a Rishon. However, the Gemara in Psachim says that a Baal Keri is not like a Maga Sheretz because they're not Shavim Machanosim, they're sent out of different camps. And it doesn't say there that it's trying to figure out in what way they're similar. And the Gemara doesn't say that they're similar in that they're both a Rishon. So it's not so pasha to say that a Baal Keri is a Rishon, because the Gemara is trying to find out in what way a Baal Keri is like an Ogeh B'Sheretz, and it doesn't say that they're similar and that they're both Rishon LeTuma. Rather says that they're similar Le'inyan Le'tame Ba'onis, that just like Shechvas Sheretz, when somebody touches a Sheretz Ba'onis, he's Tame Soto if he's a Baal Keri Ba'onis, he's Tame. But it doesn't say that they're both Rishon. That's an interesting question, if a Baal Keri is an Av or a Rishon. It's mashma, if it says he's like Sheretz, no, Gemaga Sheretz, he's a Rishon. But then the Gemara doesn't compare them and that they're both Rishon. And Baal Keri isn't enumerated here in the Mishnah, where it's talking about Abba Satoma, says the Rash. So apparently he'd be a Rishon. And then he quotes the Gemara Nida, Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, and it's Mashma from the Rash that he's learning, that it's Talui in the Sugya and Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. If a Baal Keri is an Abba Tuma, he's not an Abba Tuma. That a roe is an avatuma, according to the Rash, according to the Sugya Nida, and a nogeya is not an av. Ube'emes, if you look in the Sugya there, it doesn't seem to be that, well, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara should have said that explicitly. So what we have to do is we have to look in that sugya over there on the Chav Beis and see how it impacts our Mishnah and our question of the status of a Baal Keri. So the Gemara says in Nida, and Daf Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, Ba Minei Rabba Mei Rav Huna. Rabba asked Rav Huna the following question. Haroe Keri B'Kesam Mahu. With regard to a man who sees Keri by extracting it with a sliver of wood, what is the halacha? Does he assume the tuma of one who experiences a seminal emission? Is he a Baal Keri or not? Mimeno amar rachman adenafi b'mksar v'lo b'kesam. It says in the Torah, a man from whom the flow of zera emerges. Since the Torah says from whom, that would mean that a man is an impure unless the zera emerges from his flesh by itself and not when it's extracted with a kesam, with a sliver of wood. Or maybe odilma haimimenu achteitzei tumas elechutzva afilu b'kesam nami. Or perhaps from this term from whom, it is derived merely that the man is not impure unless his impurity, unless his tuma, his zera, emerges outside his body. But he is impure even if this is achieved with a sliver of wood. So that's the shaila. Is it mimeno v'lo b'kesam or no? Mimeno, it has to come out of him, but even with a kesam, however it comes out of him, that's going to be enough to be metame him, the fact that it came out. And it doesn't matter that it came out with a kesam. Amar lei, so Rav Huna said to Rava, Tebekle du'atzmoyna matam le'b'chassimus pia amo. Derive that the man is pure from the fact that the zera itself becomes impure only in a case where the discharge is substantial enough to cause a blockage of the pia amo, of the tip of his aver, of his organ. Since this amount cannot be extracted with a sliver of wood, so it must be that it is not impure. It's only impure if you have a shear. And here he doesn't have a shear of chasimas piyama, of causing a blockage of the piyama, of the tip of the aver. So Rabbi said back to Rav Huna, the member de nogea have, elameata yistor beziva. Since a minimum measure is required for this impurity, is this to say that the reason a man who experiences a seminal emission is impure is that his aver touches the zera after it's emitted. That is what it means when it says lameimer. Is that to say denogea have? If you say that there's a shear, is the issue that he touched, that his aver touches the zera after it comes out? Elameata, if he was rendered impure merely by the emission of the zera, then no minimum measure would apply, as is the halacha regarding to a menstruating woman, that it doesn't matter what the shear is, there's no shear. So if the vort was that he's tamei because it came out bichlal, then you don't need a shear. But if you're saying that there's a shear, then it must be that it's because of negia, it's because his aver touches the zera. Elameata, but if this is so, al yistor b'ziva, then a seminal emission should negate the count of 7 clean days for a man who is a ziva, who experienced a gonorrhea-like discharge. Because a zav doesn't stop his counting when he touches a source of impurity, like an avela, sheretz. So alama tanya, then why do we learn in a braisa? Zos toras azava shetetzem na shech v'zera maziva soteres al shech v'zera nami soser. Shech v'zera is soser, we see from the pasuk. So it must be that it's not because of negia, it's because of the etzim fact that it came out. Amar lei, Rav Huna said back to Rava, stira hainu tamid de soser lefi shi yefshar b'lo tzich tzuchay ziva. The reason that a seminal emission negates the count of 7 clean days is because it's impossible for a zav to experience a seminal emission without it containing bits of ziva. In other words, it's not mitzad the zera, it's mitzad the ziva that's mixed into the zera. So frekti gemara elameater tistar kol shiva. So if that's true, then it should negate the entire count of 7 days. It only just like a ziva soser, so to shichva zera soser. And then the Gemara says that hima ziva soteres kol zayin hashichva zera nami soser kol zayin. So ziva soser all 7 days, then maybe shichva zera is also soser all 7 days. Tama lama tama ba ein lechabel ma shamar ba soser es yom echad. It says, so he is impure by it, to teach that in the case of the Shechva Zera, you have the negation of the count that is equivalent only to it. In other words, somebody who is a royal carry is tamei for a day. So this guy is only soser a day of his ziva. So this apparently contradicts Rav Huna's statement that the reason that a seminal emission negates the count at all is that the seminal emission of a zav always contains ziva. Because if it had ziva in it, then how long would it be soser? Be soser for all 7 days. You have to start again. Amar lei, so Rav Huna said back to Rava, gzeres hakasav, ziva gemor de larva, lashich vzeres, zeres kol shiva, tzuchtzucha ziva darba, shich vzeres, los zeres, eli yom echad. It's a Torah gzera that an emission that is purely ziva, when there's no zera mixed in, it negates the entire count of 7 days. But if you have bits of ziva, in which some zera is mixed in, then it negates only 1 day of the count. Okay, that's the Sigyas HaGemara. Rashi there writes, Eino metamu ela b'chasimas pi ha'ama, ad sheyetzu meno kedei chasimas pi ha'masa. When it says that you're only tamei if enough comes out, that it covers the opening of the of his organ, so there has to be enough to close off the opening of the organ. And here, where he removed it with a sliver of wood, it lacks the shear. It only is going to take out as much as the kesam takes out, which is not chasimas piyama. going to be a little bit less, because what comes out is you're putting the kesam in the hole, so what comes out is going to be not going to cover the whole thing, because it's going to be less the shear of the kesam. In other words, with the space the kesam takes up, there's not going to be zera there. It's going to take out everything but what the kesam takes out. So bottom line, the space the kesam takes up. So bottom line, the zera coming out is not going to be chosen piyama. So that was the kasha of the Gemara, that tepukle duatzmoina matame ela b'chasimas piyama. And you can answer your question that he's pure from the fact that semen itself becomes impure, only in a case where there's enough to cause a blockage to the tip of the aver, and since this amount can't be extracted with a sliver of wood, so it's not impure. So you wanted to know if he's impure when he extracted it this way. Say it's not, because it's not a shear. That was the Gemara's kasha. And then the Gemara went on, and Rabbi said, what? If you say that there's a shear, that means that it's midinigia. And then we got into the discussion of whether it's midinigia or not, because he said if it's only nogea, then it shouldn't be soser b'ziva. And then he said, no, it's soser b'ziva because there's a little bit of ziva mixed in. In Tosis Dibur Maschil Ella, they ask, Zim Kain, my parach lememra denogea have elameata lo yistor beziva. If this is true, that there's not a proper shear, then what's the Gemara saying? Lememra denogea have. The Gemara then said, is this to say, since a minimum measure is required for this impurity, is this to say that the reason a man who has carry is because of Nigia? Elameata, if that's true, then it's mitzad Nigia, and that's why you don't need, if that's why you need a shear, because if it would just be the fact that it came out, you wouldn't need a shear. Then al yistor b'ziva, then if it's because of Nigia, then there shouldn't be a soser b'ziva. So Anatosis asks, Hakevan de Iskish Lizav Shapir Yistar Vehechi Diak Mine Vehechi Diak Mina Denogahave. We have a Hekesh. And that's why it's so sad. So how can you prove that it's mitzad nogeya? So first I'll say it in Hebrew, and then I'll say it in English. Ve'in lefaresh et dvarav shechatimat piyama zeh hashiur hanitzrach b'chdei sheyitamei b'keri. You can't learn pshat that, like Rashi is learning, that chasimas piyama is the shear that's required in order that it should be tame bikeri. Ukefi shebiara gemara bipsachim et shitat Rabbi Shimon shematzrich shiur shel chatimat piyama betumat keri mishum shatora hikisha baal keri lizav vizav kedei sheyitame צריך שיעור של חתימת פי האמה כרבי נתן. As the Gemara explained in Pesachim, the sheet of Rav Shimon, who requires a shear of chasimas pi ha'ama betumas keri, because the Torah equated a keri to a zav. and a zav, in order to be metame, needs a shear of chasimus piyama, like Rav Nosson. And his reason is because he learns it from a pasuk, ohechtim b'saro mizovo. So there has to be chasimus piyama. So you can't say that that's pshat. Shim nefaresh kach. Eich neva'er et hemshech divrei ha'gemara, sheshoelet shim bal keri achein tzarich shi'ur shel chatimat piyama, harei shezot tum'at maga. So then how are you going to explain the hemshech divrei ha'gemara that asks that if bal keri needs a shir of chasimas piyama, so that means that it must be tum'as maga. V'im kein eina amurad likrom lezav haroe ota b'toch sfirat shevat hayamim hanekiim lafzik et sfirato. And therefore it shouldn't stop, like the Gemara asked, it shouldn't stop Zav from counting his seven clean days. Ulichora, im shi'ur chatimat piyama nelmad me'akesh lezav. Of course, if it would seem that if the shear of chasimas piyama, that you need that amount, is learned from a hekesh to Zav, b'vadai shezot tum'a shemafsika et sfirato kemosh tum'at Zav she'ukshala. It's definitely a tuma that stops the sphira, just like tuma zav that was equated to it. Ve'ech gam diikah gemara shezot tumat maga mikach shetzrich shiur shel chatimat piyama harei zeh lamad me'ekesh lezav v'tumat ziva eina tumat maga. And how is it learned from shir chasimas piyama if it's derived from a hekesh from zav? And Tumas Ziva isn't Tumas Maga. If the Hovort was that, like Rashi learns, that Chasimas Piyama is the shear that's required in order that he should be Metame Bekeri, then how does the Gemara then go ahead and ask, it must be mitzad nogay, and it shouldn't be soser. Why is that? If that's the shear, then it will be soser. Because it's learned from a hekesh to zav. That's the shear by a zav, so that's also the shear by the baal keri. And just like the zav is soser, so then baal keri is also soser. And the Gemara wants to say that it's Tumas Maga. But a Zav isn't Tumas Maga. So why should we say that this is Tumas Maga? That's what Tosis means when they say, "Ein defaresh da b'yishu chatimat piyama." This Kirab Shimon deperek elu dvarim and psachim samus ayin rebeis. The savar karibi natan debay chatimat piyama bezav. And he holds like Rav Nosson that you need chasimus piyama bezav because he says ohechtim sar mizovo v'itkish bal keri lezav. And you have a hekesh of a bal keri to a zav. Dim kain. If that's true, if the whole word is that you need chasimus piyama because that's the shear, because it's equated to a zav. So then, my parach lemember the nogeh have. El mat lo yister b'ziv. I came to discuss zav shaper yister. What do you mean? It's equated to a zav. Of course, it should be soser. Ve'echadik mene the nogeh have. And how are you medayik that it's a nogeh? By zav, it's not a nogeh. So why would you say here it's a nogeh? So Tosis is really bothered that Rashi's whole pshat is off, because Rashi says that's the shear. The shear is chasimas piyama. If that's the shear you need for this tuma. So then the question that it's nogeya is wrong, because a zav is, that's also the shear, and a zav isn't meeting nogeya. And that it shouldn't be soser, the days of ziva, is also off. Because it should be, just like a zav is soser, the days of ziva, so too this is, when it has enough to bechasimus piyama. So the hemshech divrei ha'gemara doesn't make sense. And Tosis isn't done yet with Rashi. Tosfos says, Nacha kasha, ve'od, isavar ka Rabbi Shimon, mai parich rav huna v'teipak leidu hu atzmo v'chulei, v'alo derech kesam yuchal lirot harbe michatimat piyama. ועוד קשה לפי פירוש זה, שאם הטעם שרב הונא מתאר, משום שהוא סובר כרבי שמעון, וצריך שיעור של חתימת פי אמה, או כשמציא את הקרי בקיסם, הוא מחסר מן השיעור, הרי די קיסם יכול להוציא קרי בשיעור יותר גדול מחתימת פי אמה, רק לא בבת אחת, ואם כן, למה לא יתאמה? So this whole word that when you take it out with a keisam, you're going to see less than a shear of chasimus piyama isn't true. You're right, in the first shot, it's not going to come out chasimus piyama because it's going to be lacking the space that's taken up by the sliver of wood. But you do it a few times. So how can you say, oh, it's not going to be a shear with a keisam? It will be a shear. So if he holds like Reb Shimon, and again, Reb Shimon's the opinion that says that that's the shear of Tumas Keri Min HaTorah, is Chasimus Piyama, then what's Reb Huna asking? But typically, do Atzmo, it's not Metame because it's not going to be a shear. With a Kesem, you can have a shear. So Tosfos answers, Ela nira lefaresh, disavar kiditznan mekaman beperek yotzei dofen. Dizov vekeri metamin b'chol shu. ואחרי כאמר, צריך שיגע בחתימת פי האמה, משום דתומת בית הסתרים לא מתאמה. לקח פריך, כיוון דנוגע הווי, וכמתהרת בקיסם, עד שיגע בפי האמה, מעתה לא יסתור בזיבה. אז נראה לפרש כך, שבאמת רב הונא סובר, כמבואר במשנה להלן, בדף מ' עמוד א', שקרי וזב אין להם שיעור. Really, רב הונא is holding that Keri and Zav don't have a shear, and they're metame b'chol shehu. And that he says, that tzarich shi ha-keri b'chasimas piya ama, is tzarich shi yiga ha-keri b'chatimat psaro shebefi amato. That the Keri has to touch the flesh in the opening of his ama, in the opening of his organ. Mishum shi eno metame kshu b'toch gufo. Because Keri isn't metame when it's besoch gufo, when it's inside his body. And when he's motzi the kesam, while he's de kesam, the keri isn't nogea b'fiya ama. V'lachayna adam tohor, and therefore the person's tar. So what he's trying to say is, tzarech shiyiga b'chatimus b'chasimus b'yam, it has to touch. Because tumas beis astarim, what's inside, is not metame. Lekach parich, therefore he asks, kevan de nogea have, de kametaheret b'kesam, עד שיגע בפי האמה. Since Keri is metame b'maga, and therefore, so it means, כיוון דנוגה הווה, דקמת דהרת בקיסם, עד שיגע בפי האמה, since Keri is metame b'maga, therefore if it goes out with a kesam, he's tar because it didn't touch, and therefore why does he stop the sphira simei taras or shel zav? Tumas maga is not sosir the sphira. In other words, you hold that Tumas Keri is a din of Nogea. That's why Baal Keri's tummy, because of Negia. And how do we know that? Because your Metayer, when he saw B'Kesam, unless it touches B'Fi Ha'ama. But if it just comes out with a Kesam without touching P'Fi Ha'ama, then you're going to be Metayer, because it has to touch. So that is all he's trying to prove in the Gemara, is that it's a din of touching, it's a din of negia, and if it's a din of negia, and that's why it has to touch, not because it needs a shear. But Rab is asking Rav Huna, not like Rashi says, this is the shear, so lo ayistor b'ziva. But Elameyata, the member de nogeave, you hold the whole word, the whole reason Sheikh Fazer is metame is because of nogea. And we see that because you hold that it has to touch the piano. Not mitzad ashir, but mitzad that there has to be negia in order for it to be metame, because that's the tum of Sheikh Vazera. So you hold it's no geya. Say alameyata yistor beziva. So if that's true, then it shouldn't be so ser when he's counting his days of ziva. Because by ziva, you don't need a. You're not tame if you're not so ser by negiya. And here you hold that the whole word of Sheikh Vazera is mitzad negiya, and that's why he needed to touch the piyama. And that's when he said to him, "Typically, do atzmeinu matan lebechasimus piyama." He's saying, derive that the man is pure from the fact that it has to touch the chasimus piyama, and with the kesem, it's not touching. So he said, "Oh, you hold it's a void in touching, then al yistor b'ziva." You hold that the whole issue is touching, then by ziva it shouldn't be soser, because ziva is not soser by touching. That's Tosfos. Not like Rashi. Rashi learns that it's a shear. Chasimus piyam is a shear. And since it's a shear, so it must be that it's tumas maga. Because if it wouldn't be a shear, then it would be a... If it would just be a tumas ri'iya, then it would be a kolshu. But if you need a shear, then it must be medinagiyah. Tosfos didn't like that pshat, so Tosfos says no. That... Chasimus piyam is not a shear, but it's saying that it has to touch the person's aver. If it doesn't touch his aver, then he's not tame. So therefore, the kisam shouldn't be metame. And if that's true, then the whole word is that. So now Rabbi says back to Rav Huna that if you're holding that it has to touch, that means that the whole iser of Sheikh Vazera is mitzad the touching. Then al yistor b'ziva. Sa'ad kan midivrei Tosfos ubiur divreihem. So explains Rav Moshe. We've been going through the shiurim of Rav Moshe on Maseches Kelim. Shebe'emet baal keri eino tzarich shiur kizav. Tosfos holds that a baal keri doesn't require a shiur like a zav. Uma shetzrichim chatimat piyama haynu mishum debayinan negiya b'otom makom. Chasimus piyam is just mitzad and negiyah, like we explained. Ulefize habaya b'gemarahi ha'im baal keri nogea have or roe have. So if that's true, then the shail of the gemara is a baal keri a nogea or a roe? If a baal keri is a roe, then haroa b'kesam is going to be tameh. And if a baal keri is a nogeya, then haroa b'kesam is not going to be tameh. And on that, Tosfos asks, "Dibur maschil elameata lo yistor beziva tema tikshele amatnit in the mesechet kelim perak aleph mishnah aleph ditnan avot hatumah hasheret vashichvat zera velo chashiv baal keri." V'tzna nami b'shelhei mesechet zavin baal keri k'maga sheretz alma nogea havei medelo havei el arishon. Omrim Tosfot she Rabba sover she baal keri tamei b'tumat ri'iyah. He's asking the member de nogehabe, because Rafuna holds it's mitzad nogeya, but Rabba holds that it's mitzad ri'iya. So if that's true, then the Gemara should have asked, says Tosus on Rabba from the Mishnah Maseches Kelim, from our Mishnah, because it writes in our Mishnah that avos atumah hem asheretz v'shichva zera, and it doesn't say anything about a bal keri. If the whole word is that you're a roa, how come it doesn't say bal keri? And also the Mishnah Maseches Zavim says that tumas bal keri is ketumas anogeh b'sheretz, and anogeh b'sheretz is a rishon. So it turns out that a bal keri is in an av, he's a rishon. And if he would be tamei b'reiya, he should have been an avatuma. Just like shichva zera is an avatuma, so to someone who sees shichva zera should be an avatuma. So why did the Gemara ask this on Rabba? That's Tosis' question. And then Tosis says, "V'shem afilu ro nami lo avi avatum mishum tirasha." So Tosis suggests that maybe even a bal keri is tamei biriya, but he's not an avatuma, since there's a Jerusha from which we learn that a Baal Keri is only a Rishon L'Tumah. And therefore the Gemara didn't ask on Rabba, how can you say that it's Mitzad Re'iya, then it shouldn't have been enumerated in the first Mishnah in Kelim, because even a Ro is not an Abatumah. He's only a Rishon L'Tumah. Maybe there's some type of, there's a Jerusha from which we learn that a Baal Keri is not an av, he's only a rishon. The Aruch Lener explains that the Jerusha is from the fact that the Torah equated his din to the din of his sheretz, and from this we learn that his tumah is like a tumah of nogeh l'sheretz, b'sheretz, who's a rishon l'tumah. So that's Tosis' kasha, and this is also the kasha of the Rash that I mentioned before. The Rash also asked this kasha. He writes, V'chiparich b'reish ma'peles l'meimer denogeh ha've elameyata al yistar b'ziva tikshile masnisim dahacha. When the Gemara asks, oh, when Rabbi asks, you want to say it's an ogeya, then it shouldn't be sosir b'ziva, meaning you hold that it's mitzad re'iya. So says the Rash, tikshleim asnisin da'acha. So you have a kasha from the Mishnah here. The midelo chashiv lay, from the fact that it's not enumerated amongst the avos hatuma, am an ogeave, must be an ogea. So how are we going to answer this? It says Rav Moshe like this: V'nira levayel, dinei bezav vaday she'etzem Hashem bezav hu gorem l'tumato. That by a zav, the very shame zav, that's what causes his tuma. V'had bezav pshita lan shutamei mishum ro'eh v'lo mishum nogea, and that it's pashut to Rabba that a zav is tamei mitzad ro'eh because of the etzem ri'yas zav, and not only to Rava, right? The Rava is talking about Shech Vezera. The Bechlau, we know that the Tum of a Zav is not Mitzad Megiyah, it's Mitzad Re'iyah. And the reason is Mishun Dabin Le'afutam Yuchedet Av Zov Mitameh Gidita Nidala Medala Damud Bet Amarava Tashma Zov O Tameyu Limeidala Zov Shu Tameh. ועל כוחנו דיקר המתמי של הזב היא עצם הראייה. ודי כמדי אמר דמקום מקום בי שיעור חתימת פי אמה, עיין ברמבן שזו גזירת הכתוב, שאינו מטמא בריאה עד שיהיה נוגע בזובו, וחמר עליו הכתוב שיהיה בו אף דין נוגע. So it's pasha to us that he's tame mishum ro and not mishum nogea. Because we need especially alfusa that even the zov is metame. In other words, not only does it render the man who omitted it impure, but we have a special limud that it imparts tuma to other people as well. If you need a special limud that zov imparts tuma to other people, then it must be that it's pasha to us, and that we know that it's zov is tame. So, but you need a limud that it's metame others. So if it was mitzad negia, what do you need a special limud for? That's the whole word of zov. Elamai zov is tame because of the etzem re'iyah. And then you need a special limud that also if it comes into contact with other people, it's metame them as well. And I, that there's a man d'amar that you need shir chasimus piyama, the Ramban writes, it's exeris hakosav, that it's metame b'riya only if you touch it. In other words, you have to have both. But be'etzem, the fact that he's a zav, the fact that he's a roeh, that is enough to be metameim. He's a zav, he's one who's roeh a zav, that already is metameim, and not the negiyah. Ubal keri de misaf gale le rabba I roe ave no ge ave gam kein nira de lo ala dato shel rabba she tumato I rak mishum she noga be shechvat zera ve tzarich shiur ka adasha bechdei le tame et adam kechol tumat maga de alma. It would appear that it never occurred to Rava to say that the tuma is because he's no geah b'shichva zera, and that you need a shear of a ka'adasha in order to be metami the person like all other tumas maga. Ela misafkele ile tumat baal keri ha'ima ri'iya atzma hi ha'metama. The suffix is if for the tumah baal keri is the ri'iyah itself what is mitame, or is the way you become tame through the ri'iyah. Ukamo sheyesh ofanim sheadam nitma behem kegon maga masa heset hachanami אופן ההתתמות של הבעל קרי היא הראייה, ואנו יודע שכבת זרע מתמה על ידי הראייה. There are various ways that a person becomes tame. Sometimes he becomes tame by touching, sometimes he becomes tame by moving, sometimes he becomes tame by carrying. So maybe here he becomes tame by seeing. Now the first way is the ri'i itself, the very fact that he saw, is that metame? Hurrah, that's metameim. Or no, it's like maga ma'asan hesed. The way he became tame was through the ri'i. Not that the etzem ri'i is metame, but this is the means through which he becomes tame. There's a difference between the ri'i itself being metame, and this is the means through which he becomes tame. It's not that the ri'i itself is metame, but just like if he would touch something, he's something tame, or move something, or carry something. It's not the etzem carrying that's metame. This is how he becomes tame. He becomes tame from this object through the carrying. But it's not the etzem carrying that's metame. It's that because he's carrying it, then whatever tame thing he's carrying is metame through the means of that carrying. So too, through the means of ri'iyah, he becomes tame. Or no, the ri itself is metameim. V'hade amar b'gemara le'meimra denogeave d'ariya chashiv k'negiya d'al yedei shuroe shichvat zera zoi tsurat ha'yachas litamei me'ashichvat zera. And that's what it means when the Gemara says le'meimra denogeave, is that to say that he's considered a nogeya? That ri'iyah is like negiya, that through the fact that he sees shichvat zera, that's the tsuras ha'yachas to become tamei from the shichvat zera. Not that he has a shame roe, he doesn't have a shame roe, but rather, the way he becomes tame, the means by which he becomes tame, is through the ri'iyah, just like he was nogeya. If he'd be nogeya, the way he became, the means through which he becomes tame, was coming into contact with this. So to hear, the means through which he's becoming tame is through the fact that he sees. But not that the etzem ri'iyah is metame. That's the Gemara's kasha, lememer de nogeyahave. That ri'iyah is like negiyah. That through seeing shichvah zera, that's the form of relationship to the tumah of shichvah zera. That's how, that's the means by which the shichvah zera is metameim. Not the fact that he sees, the shichvah zera is metameim, not the ri'iyah. How's the shichvah zera metameim? Through the fact that he's a roe, just like he'd be a nogeya. Not that he is a shame roe. Not that he's a shame roe. It's like being nogeya. It's like being mesit. It's like masa. Two different things. Roe is that he's a shame roe. He's roe shichvazera. Here it's not. He's not a roe shichvazera. But the shichvazera is metamiyim because he saw. As we would find by Masa, Maga, Hesed, etc. Ulefize, Atishapir Mashekatav Rashi, the Kevan Shechnis Kesam, Batsar Le Shiura, Kede Kesam. So now we understand Rashi that since he inserted a sliver of wood, it's going to lack a shear of Kede Kesam, it's going to lack that amount, it's not going to be covering the whole case, the whole Piyama. V'hainu, the kevan shelo yatsa shichvat zera bevat achat chaser b'tzurat ha'ri'iya v'lo mishum shechaser b'shiur ha'shichvat zera. What do we ask? We ask, Tosas asked, what do you mean that it lacks a shear? It'll get a shear, just wait around, do it twice and it'll get a shear. Right? When you take it out with a kesam, in one shot it's not, you're not going to have a shear of chasimus piyama. But in two shots, you will have a shear of chasimus piyama. So why does Rashi say that there's no shear? Right, the lashon of Rashi is elam etam chasimus piyama at sheyetzim eno kedei chasimus piyama so v'achak kevin shechnis lekitzam batzulei shiro kedei kesam. So now that he put in the kesam, it's lacking a shear. So Tosfos says to Rashi, what do you mean it's lacking a shear? Just do it twice. So the answer is no. Since the shichva zera doesn't come out in one shot, it lacks the tsura seriyah. That's, it can't be called a roe if it doesn't come out in one shot. Not because you lack a shear of shichva zera. Enough shichva zera is eventually going to come out. But here you don't have a tsura of riyah. Da shichva zera yatza b'hamshech shiur shel chatimat piyama. Rak shelo yatza b'vat achat. So enough shichva zera is going to come out, but it doesn't come out the same time. Mishum hachi have a kishtei riyot, so it's like two riyos, and two riyos aren't mitzdarif to make him into a roe. That's what Rav Huna said to Rabba. Typically, duatz moena matame ala b'chasimus piyama. So tell me that he's not matame because, in other words, he can't be a roe. In other words, what was Rabba's shaila? We said what was Rabba's shaila was. Is it because he is a shame roe? Or is that the ofen ha'itamus? The ofen ha'itamus is al yidei ri'iyah. So Rabba wanted, so if So Rabbi wanted to answer. That he himself, that when the Sheikh Vazera comes out, it doesn't come out kashir. So if it doesn't come out kashir, then he can't have a shem roa. Two rios don't give him a shem roa. And therefore, on the tzad that he's a roeh, then a kesam is not going to be metame. So then he says back, l'meimer den ogea have. So then, so you want to say pshat is it's an ogea? What does it mean it's an ogea? It's an ogea means that the ofen ha'itamus is through ri'iyah. And therefore, he's not going to have a shem roa if it comes out in two shots, a proper shear, but he's going to become tame because just like maga, it's like if you touch your tame, so too if you see your tame, not that you have a shem roa, you need a shear bevasachas, rios are mitzarev. But if this is the ofen haitamus, that you don't need an actual shem roa, you just need to, the seeing is what is mitame you, that through the seeing, just like through touching is mitame you. Through seeing is metameyu, but you don't get a shame roa, which is like more of a roa. There you need a shir bevasachas, but here you don't need a shir bevasachas. If that's true, then al yistor beziva lemember den ogea have. You want to say it's like an ogea then? Elameat al yistor beziva kavanato beze. The bishlema. If we say d'roa have, so if we say roa, everything is cool. So then we understand why it's osir b'ziva, because we require 7 clean days, and these aren't clean days, because he's a roa, and a roa means that he doesn't have 7 clean days. But if you say that he's in ogeya, even though ade ria, he will be considered an ogeya. So he should be selser mikolach ha-re'iyah. But this is a new shem tumah. It's not mishum l'sad re'iyah. So where do you find this new shem tumah that's selser tumah ziva? In other words, if you say that he's not strictly speaking a roeh, we already know there's a concept of roeh. But this is a new shem. That because he saw, that's the way he became tameh. That's the ofen eitamos, like negia. So if that's true, then this is a new shame tumah. And how do you see that a new shame tumah is so sayer the count of the ziva? And then the Gemara answers, no. The reason for stira is, you know why it's osir? Because you have shel al b'lo tzichtzuchei ziva. Because you have to have a little bit of zav in there. Kavanato b'zeh deyot v'ashir ziva eino talui b'kamut ha-ziva ela b'ri'iya. Since the shir ziva isn't talui, and the amount of ziva that comes out, just in the fact that he saw, that already is metameim. That's the Ramban's word. The Ramban adds the sinyan of min b'mino eino chotzitz. How does that fit in? So what the Ramban means is Ramban writes Kevan Rabban writes on the maskana of the Gemara that he afshal the shichva zera but lo tzuk tzuchei ziva, and therefore it's soser. Vim tomar haloein bem chasimas piyama ben azov mitame elakein. It's not chasimas piyama. So you don't have a proper shear. There's no shear. How's it soser? So he answers, Yeshlomer kevin shiotzim shichva zera shuchosim piyama harehu kinogem mamish shemin b'mino ve'no chotzeitz. So that's mashon. What he means is that it's what does it mean? Min b'mino ve'no chotzeitz. Sof it doesn't have a shear. So the answer is the shichva zera is mashlim the shear, since min b'mino ve'no chotzeitz, and therefore there's a stira of the count. There's a stira of the count because he's a roeh. And why is he a roeh? Because he's roeh shichva zera together with the ziva. So you're right, shichva zera is only mitame, doesn't give him a shame roeh. That's just the ofen ha'itamus. That's just the way he becomes tame. But shichva zera is not mamash a roeh. So if he's not a roeh, then why is it soser? And the answer is it's sofer, soser, because there's ziva in there. Either ziva isn't a shear. The answer is the shichva zera is mashal the shear, because mibimino ain't a chotzeitz. So the shichva ziva is mashal the shear of the ziva, and therefore, and through that he becomes a roeh, because he's a roeh ziva, and then the shichva zera that he's roeh is mashal the shear. So shichva zera alone is not going to give him a shame roeh. But the shichva zera with the ziva will give him a shame roeh, and therefore he's soser the count. Because min b'mino ain't a chotzeitz, and therefore the stira here. As ha'olem mikol anal, shezeh vaday de'ein anidon b'gemara yibal keri u'avet tumah olo. The Gemara is b'chal not discussing if a Baal Keri is an avatuma or he's not an avatuma. De'afshal de'lo ave avatuma. It could be that he's not an avatuma. V'hadi gatzad b'gemara d'nitma midin ro'eh. And that there's a tzad in the Gemara to say that he should become tame midin ro'eh hainu shariya hi amitamato. The Re'iyah is what's mitameim. Ula hatzad denogea havei hanegiyah oseh oto l'roeh. And the other tzad, that is in ogea, the negiyah makes him a roeh. Oseh oto l'roeh. Who says that just because he sees, that makes him an avatuma? No. He's a roeh, but he's not an avatuma. And the tzad that he's in ogea, so the Nagiya makes him, it's the Re'iyah is like a Nagiya. That's the way he became Tameh. But that doesn't make him an Avatuma. Or maybe he is an Avatuma on both Stadim. You can say on both Stadim he's not an Avatuma. You can say on both Stadim he is an Avatuma. You could say on both Stadim he's not an Avatuma. Because even if he's nitma midin roeh, it's the riyaz mitamehim, but he's not. But he's not an avatuma. And if he's an ogea, so that when the Gemara says he's an ogea, it means he's like an ogea. The riyah chashiv kinegia, since he sees shichva zera, that's the tsuris hayachas to be become tamei mishichva zera. Not because he's a shame roeh, but since that's the tsuris hayachas, so. But it's not the he doesn't have a shame roeh, so bevadai he's not an avatuma. Or maybe in both Stadim he is an Avatuma. Because since the Negiah makes him like a Roeh, so Batsim is Tumas a Tumas HaRoeh. And the question is, how does he become a Roeh? Idea Ria Atzmo, Idea Negiah. But in the day he is a Roeh, and Memela, as generally we find, the Roeh is going to be an Avatuma. But the Nidon of the Gemara is not whether he's an Av or whether Baal Keri is an Avatuma or not an Avatuma. Because it could be on both Stadim, he is an Avatum, it could be on both Stadim, he's not an Avatum. with this we can also answer the kasha of the main Aftoach and the Rambam, who brings the pasuk of Isha Asher Yishka V'Isha Osa Shichva Zera V'Rachatzu B'mayim V'Tumu Ad Erev. So that pasuk is not talking about Nogeya. So the main Aftoach asked on the Rambam, this pasuk is never a makor of maga tumas shichva zera, tumas maga shal shichva zera. From this pasuk we learn that mishamesh is tumeya, even though yola it says shichva zera lachutz. So this pasuk is not a makor for tumas maga. So how can the Rambam bring this as a makor for tumas maga? So hopefully in the next year we will try to explain that. And we saw mamish neflos mitaras Hashem. Just two words in the Mishnah, Shechva Zeri, you see how much there is to say. Alright, so hopefully it'll be Zohar to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.